Welcome to Gravel Notes, our podcast for all things rally. Well, it's been a wild season so far, and the best thing is, it's not too late to join in with the fun. So much brilliant reasons to watch and follow our coverage of the WRC. I'm Martin Lee, joined by our Gravel Notes podcast host, Tom Howard. Later on in the podcast, we'll be joined by M Sport team principal, Richard Milner, reflecting on the Rally Safari and looking forward to Estonia. We'll hear about their solutions to some reliability issues and whether Craig Breen can deliver in Estonia this weekend. And Tom's just off the phone, literally off the phone with Hyundai's boss. I want to know if he can spill the beans on what they talked about. That's all coming up. Make sure you keep listening. First of all, right, Tom, you're back in the country. You were struck down a bit in Kenya. So I just want to say again how we all appreciate your coverage. You battled through. How long did it take to be fighting fit once you landed home?
Yeah, thanks for that. That's nice, kind words. But yeah, it probably did take me a good week to get myself properly back together. Whatever I ended up picking up out there was certainly didn't agree with my body. So
goodness.
Yeah, we're definitely in a much, much better situation than last week. My chassis rails have been straightened, and I've got a new roll cage, and I'm ready to go.
Well, round 7 of the World Rally Championship in Estonia kicks off tomorrow as we record this in the evening, about just after 6:30 UK time, a couple of hours time difference to Estonia. Kenya's gravel was a car breaker. Tell us how the Estonian countryside, just outside of their second city, is going to be different for these rally cars.
Yes, so it is a gravel rally, but this couldn't really be further removed from Safari Rally Kenya in some respects. So you could say, "Well, how is it? How can that possibly be?" Well, in Safari, the rally was on a much rougher gravel, but also it was punctuated by some deep sand called fesh sand, which really did affect the cars. There is no sand here in Estonia, and the roads are a much finer, smoother gravel. And a lot more crests and jumps and undulations, fast, high-speed corners, very little in the way of short and sharp turns. So it's a very different rally, pretty much a sort of a real genuine sprint when it comes to rallying on gravel. So really different prospect for the teams. And they will probably be looking forward to this one, as this is probably not so much a car breaker.
Well, Toyota are led by Wonder Kid Robin Pera, and I sound so old when I say that, but I'm trying to be respectful but also point out that he is doing immense driving for his, you know, experience, his age as well. They scored a 1-2-3-4, which again is almost unheard of, but not unheard of. Complete domination there. It seems that Robin Pera can start from anywhere and dazzle on any surface. As we go to Estonia this weekend, is he going to be favourite again? Because the home hero and 2019 champ Ott Tänak, well, he'll want to spoil the party, and nobody has a better record in Estonia than him. But, big but, last year, when he came up against a 20-year-old called Kalle Rovanpera, well, he couldn't beat him. So what's the form book saying?
Yeah, no, that's you've absolutely hit the nail on the head there. Yeah, it's actually a very exciting prospect for all of us rally fans to see how this is going to pan out, because, as you say, Kalle Rovanpera is the man to beat at the moment. 4 wins from 6 rounds so far. In fact, he's won half of all rallies since he got his first WRC win at Estonia last year. So he really has been the dominant force. He's won 6 of 12 rallies, which is pretty much unheard of in rallying. You're looking at people like Loeb and Ogier to be doing those sort of figures. But yes, you'd say, on paper, Rovanpera definitely one of the favourites after winning last year's event, but you cannot rule out Ott Tänak, as you say. 4 Rally Estonia wins. This guy has got all the support he could possibly need in Estonia. He's possibly the most famous Estonian. That's how popular he is over there. So, yes, Ott Tänak definitely going to be a favourite, one to watch out for. But again, it's all probably going to come down to Hyundai and Toyota in terms of their cars, because Hyundai, as we know, reliability hasn't been very favourable this year, but they have been really testing hard on gravel, and this is a really good opportunity for them. As smoother roads, this is a good chance for them to strike. But Toyota have unleashed an upgraded GR Yaris this weekend. It's got a more powerful engine, a tweaked rear wing, and this is all because they want to combat Hyundai's top end speed, which is generated from a longer gear ratio and a much slightly more powerful engine. So
As Toyota's technical director, Tom Fowler, put it, if you want to go in a straight line, you get a Hyundai. If you want to go around corners, you have a Toyota. So this is why they've unleashed this engine upgrade. So it's going to be a fascinating situation. And one person we should also talk about is Craig Breen from M Sport. He finished second in Estonia last year, so he will be among the favourites too.
Just on Tanak, though, do you think he'll feel the pressure of racing at home and to get the win?
There will be some pressure, definitely, from the fans. But also, he's probably so far back in the championship now, 83 points. It's a real tall ask, to the point where you could argue he has less pressure on him because he's so far back. He could probably let loose a bit more because he's got really nothing to lose. So I think in many ways, he might have a bit less pressure going into this one.
And in terms of last year, like I was a bit cheeky in my intro. You know, he lost out because of two punctures and had no spare. So it's not like he was completely outclassed by
No, he wasn't. Callie. But he also kind of, it was a, you know, it was self-inflicted, shall we say, to some degree. Like he was pushing too hard, had a wild off, had a puncture, which was obviously after a puncture that was sort of a surprising one. So, yeah, it was one of those ones that's a bit misfortunate. But if he'd have carried two spares with him, he would still be going, and you never know, you might well have won the rally. So you could argue that the tactics were perhaps slightly wrong, and also he suffered a bit of misfortune.
Let's get back to the cars then, because that new package for Toyota in Estonia, that sounds to me ominous for their rivals, who are all trying to play catch up at the minute anyway.
Yeah, Toyota have proven they've got the best car. It's pretty bulletproof, as we saw in Safari Rally. In the toughest rally, they finished 1, 2, 3, 4. So they have a very reliable car. And then for them to go and release another update, I'm sure the other teams, M Sport and Hyundai, will be pretty despondent about that. But it was a planned update from Toyota. They were always going to do this, so it's not like they should have been surprised about it. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes. You never know. Like, as I said, Hyundai and M Sport, this could be a much more favourable situation for them. So I'm expecting a much closer fight this time around.
What about one of Tanak's teammates, Oliver Solberg? He was a winner here back in 2020. Could he be one to watch? And what about his fellow Hyundai driver, Thierry Neuville? He's doing his best to keep Rovanperä at least honest in the championship in second place. What do you think of those drivers?
Yeah, Oliver Solberg, I think everyone would like to see him go well and perhaps snatch a first podium. He's a very nice character in the paddock, always got time for people, and he's has a nice sense of humour as well. He's someone, if you're new to rally, watch Oliver Solberg because he's very entertaining. I think he's got a genuine shot at a podium this weekend. If the car is strong, he can compete here. We know that. So, I think he's definitely got a good chance. Whereas Thierry, yeah, maybe this isn't quite his preferred area, but he's a solid driver throughout, and I would be expecting him to fight for a podium here. So, he's keeping Callie honest at the moment, but I think, again, no one would probably want to see Thierry get a win more than anyone, really, because of the bad luck he's faced this year. He's been sort of, I guess, the WRC's best mechanic in a way, because he's had to fix so many things on the road. So I think all that effort, you know, at some point he's got to get a reward for that. So maybe he strikes here. But I think it's a fascinating prospect we've got this weekend.
We're going to talk about M Sport a bit more in a moment, but let's just run through their drivers and get your thoughts on it. Like I say, big high hopes for Craig Breen, but also Gus Greensmith. There's Lou Bay, there's Formeau. What are your impressions of their chances?
Yeah, M Sport again. As Richard Miller said, they just need to stay in the fight here because they've got the car, they've got the weapon, and they've got the drivers they think can deliver. And in Craig Breen, there's proof of that. He's been on the podium in the last two Estonia rounds. So he's going to be the favourite to lead M Sport's charge. He probably needs a result, actually, because he's had two podiums, but he hasn't had the consistency that M Sport would have liked to have seen from their team leader. So there's a bit of pressure on him, definitely. But I think he's more than capable of delivering a strong performance here in Estonia. Moving on to the other drivers, I think one to watch will be Pierre-Louis Loubet. He's been really good since he joined the team, and has probably overshadowed Gus and Adrian in some respects, which is probably not what people were expecting of Pierre-Louis. So he's gone really well on gravel previously in Sardinia. So I think there'll be a lot of eyes on him. He could really surprise. And again, at some point, it's got to happen for Gus and Adrian. They've had a real rough run, but the pair of them had to fix their own cars in Safari because the team boss put them to work to repair the damage that they caused. So they'll be probably looking to repay the team. And I think these two, this could be a very good opportunity for them to shine.
You've segued perfectly into what we'll talk about next as you catch up with team principal Richard Milliner, and we'll talk about their thoughts, their hopes, their reliability, and we'll talk a little bit about Hyundai as well. You've been fresh off the phone to their deputy team director, Julien Moncey. That's on the way. Stick around. Okay, well, after a strong start, M Sport haven't hit their stride again all year. Great first round, but apart from that, haven't been able to lead the way. The championship is led by Toyota on 246 points, Hyundai 184, M Sport 40 points adrift from them. You just caught up with the team principal, Richard Milliner, and he talked about fixing the Puma fire, which took out Loeb. Also some issues going into Estonia as well. Let's have a quick listen to this first clip. We'll get your thoughts afterwards.
Yeah, again, something we haven't seen up until now, but a reasonably easy fix, but I think it's one of these things where, they're one of these things where you don't necessarily see it from testing. So we just made a couple of changes to how we rebuild parts, rebuild mileages on some components to ensure that it doesn't happen again. So I don't expect to see that reoccur. But again, just frustrating because, Seb, I think winning the event could have been tricky, but certainly being on the podium was possible.
So the fire which took out Loeb, he says there that it was a kind of almost a freak occurrence, not worried about it again. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it was, as he's put it there, it was a bit of a freak occurrence. It was actually an O-ring that failed, which cost about 10 pence, which obviously, in the grand scheme of things, it's usually frustrating when it's something like that. So the team have worked quite hard since Safari to fix that. I'm pretty sure that they would have got on top of that issue as well as some of the suspension problems that they suffered in Safari. So it was a really difficult round for them in Safari. Losing all of their cars on the first day is an unusual situation. So they'll be desperate to come back in Estonia with a strong result. And I think certainly they've got the weapon to do so. They had a pre-event test last week, which went extremely well, according to Richard and the drivers. So I would expect them to be back at the sharp end again.
Well, let's hear a bit more from your conversation with him as you are asking him about the challenges they're facing in Estonia, some of the technical things about why that could be good or bad, and some on the drivers as well. Let's have a listen to this.
It's a lot more high speed. It's probably easier on the cars, but harder for the crews. You can't drop any time in Estonia. If you're not on the ball on one stage, you're not going to be fighting for the win. So that's a hard challenge for them. But the positive is that every driver I spoke to after the tests all seemed very, very happy with the car. Impossible to know where your real pace is until the rally starts. But if you're confident and you feel good, then there's a good chance we can get some speed. So it'll be tough for us, no doubt. But people like Tanak are going to be extremely strong there. And we know that Hyundai have kind of longer gear ratios for us on these high speed events, where we went for a more average set of ratios for what we felt was best for the entire season. So there'll be some swings and roundabouts, but I'm sure there'll be some accidents, some problems for people. So we've just got to make sure that our guys stay as close to that battle as they can. We'll be hoping that Craig can perform strongly here. It's one he's confident in. It's one he says that he can do well in. I think we want to see the results that we signed him for. He's had a good start to the season, but we need to see some outright pace now. We know the car can do it, so over to him in that respect.
Wow, so a challenge, the gauntlet laid down. I mean, he's obviously backing his driver, but it does sound a little bit, it's kind of, okay, now you need to turn it on a bit.
Yeah, and this has been coming for a few weeks now. I think Richard had said something similar after Portugal. So the pressure has been mounting on Craig. He got a podium, let's remember, in Sardinia, which certainly eased some of that. But yes, you can tell in the sort of tone of his voice is that it's not a... He's not having a go at him, but it's a sort of polite sort of hurry up, isn't it? So, yeah, it... I think we'll see Craig, and he's already said that this rally and the next two coming after it are three of his favourite events. So I think he's got everything that he needs to show exactly what he's capable of. So, and we all know what he can do. So I'm sure we'll see a very different Craig Breen this weekend.
And finally, you asked him about why he put his drivers to work on fixing the cars in the heat of battle, what they can learn from it, what the experience was like. Let's have a listen to this.
Well, I think they learned enough in terms of crashing, the problems they had, that it's been difficult for the guys, and helping the guys means a lot to them, but it's a good opportunity to learn to work on the cars in rally conditions. We've done stuff in the workshop with them before, but it's not dirty, it's not muddy, there's not small damage, there's not maybe things they'll find on the rally. So I think doing some work in a rally environment is also a really good plan, just to broaden your knowledge on how to work on these cars.
And that's one of the great things about whether you're following rally or Dakar, whatever. You know, the drivers and the co-drivers are not afraid to get their hands dirty. So really interesting question that you asked him there.
Yeah, and that's sort of one of the joys of rallying, isn't it? It's the fact that it's this adventure, but also the drivers and co-drivers at times have to really show their versatility and react and be able to repair cars on the run, and it's all part of the story of rally, really, isn't it? It's just such a different type of motorsport to circuit racing. But yes, just to sort of go over that, Gus and Adrian were put to work by Malcolm Wilson in Kenya because they had way too many accidents, I think so. Malcolm was like, well, if you broke it, you got to fix it. So I get a good experience for them, and as I said, they got on with it. You know, you would see some drivers think they're too big enough to be doing stuff like that, but no, these two very much part of the team, and got their hands dirty and helped the mechanics out, because they want to be back on the road as much as anyone, but they also know that the mechanics have to go through a very hard job, and the more damage that they have to suffer over a weekend, the harder it is for them. So it was I have to say, I actually sat and watched them for a bit, and it was an interesting watch to see how they got on with it. There was no sort of back chat or anything. They just got their heads down and got on with it, fixing the cars, which is actually a nice sight to see.
Wow, very nice. Well, from one phone call to another, you've just literally got off the phone with Hyundai's deputy team director, Julien Moncey. Can you tell us what you guys talked about, or is that, because sometimes you're not allowed to discuss, or it's off the record or whatever. Was this a proper interview, and anything coming out of that that the podcast listeners will be interested in?
Oh, yeah, this is all on the record, and we'll be certainly putting up some of this on the website Thursday morning and afternoon. So, yeah, it's just an interesting insight, really, to some of the sort of the goings-on at Hyundai. Obviously, we know that they have had a tough season. You know, there was a late sign-off with the car, so they were playing catch-up from the beginning. So it's always been an uphill struggle for them, and they're slowly making progress, but obviously they're not where they want to be from a reliability standpoint. But it was interesting just talking to Julien. You know, he's had to come in as a sort of caretaker team boss after Andrea Adamo left in December, so he's had a lot on his plate. It's not been easy for him. So it was an interesting situation where he just sort of explained some of the actual struggles that the team are going through, and it'll be something that's felt by many motorsport teams around the world, not just in rallying, but there is obviously getting components to build parts is a struggle at the moment worldwide. And you know, we only have to look at the automotive industry to see that, you know, cars are struggling to get built because of the sort of global shortages of certain materials and you know, the spiraling costs from, you know, caused by the cost of living crisis and some of the issues that have sparked from, you know, the Russian invasion of Ukraine as well. So that's all involved, and it's created a cocktail which is pretty hard going for the teams. And Julien was saying that, you know, parts that would arrive in weeks are now taking up to 6 months to arrive. So some of the that knock-on effect has not helped Hyundai in this situation either. So not only are they sort of chasing the game with reliability, so they can't really improve some of their parts and due to some of the issues going on that are outside their control. So it's a real difficult situation, and to the point where Julian actually said that they're starting to work on next year's car 6 months early already because they know that, you know, some of the parts are going to take a long, long time to come. So they're having to work on things for next year 6 months ahead of time, which is quite a crazy situation to be in, where they're already having to work on next year's car because they're worried about shortages in terms of materials, and that, you know, some of the focus maybe is not on this year's car already. So, quite a scenario for Julian and his team.
And so this is not so much about fixing or, you know, getting parts if there's a big shunt in the current car. Was it more about the future development, or was it also about, like, let's just keep this season's cars going?
It's a bit of both, to be honest with you, Martin.
Okay, right.
So, like, they're struggling to get enough spares in their sort of, you know, inventory at the moment, but they're also sitting there thinking, well, if we're struggling to get spares now, we need to start thinking about next year's car now because of the leeway time in terms of getting parts through the door. So it's a situation which they wouldn't have expected at the start of the year, and with costs spiraling out of control as well, it's not easy. So
wow,
yeah, it's a real situation. I'm sure this isn't just Hyundai that's going through this at the moment, but certainly this is the first I've really sort of heard of it from speaking to teams. So I'm sure that this is being felt everywhere else, but to actually sort of hear it and you think to yourself, wow, okay, this really is quite a situation that you're having to deal with. So, I mean, I think Julian actually described it, his words were, it's a nightmare.
Wow.
I think that he said it's the worst he's ever seen it in terms of his motorsport career. So it's not a healthy environment at the moment. So just sort of spare a thought for all the teams, not just in rally, but around all other motorsport disciplines, that there are genuinely some real struggles going on in terms of making sure that componentry and parts are ready for these cars.
Well, thank you so much for sharing what you can from when you talk to these people. It's amazing insight you bring the rest of us rally fans from the conversations that you had, that you have. Looking forward to later in the year. Let's pick your brains as well on Ogier and Loeb. Back in the cars, possibly. Ogier leading the rally last time out until a puncture late on Friday. Loeb got 3-stage wins. And then, of course, he had his Ford Puma engine fire. We just heard from M Sport, of course, saying that they have a fix for that, or it was a bit of a freak one. So what about Ogier? Because he's doing a full WEC campaign, isn't he? Does that prevent rallying?
Well,
what do you know?
He originally, it was announced that he was doing a full WEC campaign, but according to Sebastian, that was never, ever going to be the case. So he has actually now confirmed that he won't be doing the full WEC season. So he wasn't in Monza last weekend. So that does now free him up to do more potential rallies, because we all understood he was going to be doing a full WEC season, which would have put him out of Greece and Japan, which now brings those back onto the table again. So I don't think he'll be in Greece, but it looks likely that we'll see him, potentially see him in New Zealand, because he wants to do that round. And has also said that he wants to be in Japan, which would make sense from a Toyota point of view. So I think that might be where we see Sebastian Ogier again. With regards to Loeb, it looks like Greece might be his next one. So the Acropolis, which is in early September, so on a gravel rally, which he hasn't done for a while. So it looks like he'll be back there, and I'm not sure whether we'll see him again after that.
Well, for our listeners around the world, just to fill you in, the UK is having what is described as a weather event right now. In other words, it's a bit hot and we're not used to it. Although the Met Office saying it can pose a serious danger to life if you are not careful, or the temperature's up to 30 degrees Celsius and more. So you have taken matters into your own hands and you've decided to go to Finland. And the only way you could get there was to agree to co-drive a car, a somewhat extreme way to go to colder temperatures by putting yourself in the passenger seat of a rally car. But in all seriousness, that must be coming up for you soon as well, a couple of weeks away, your co-driving debut.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's quite how I'd describe it. But
just to escape the heat.
But yes, no, we do have quite a very special opportunity to have a go at co-driving in the Toyota Yaris, which will be I'm pretty nervous about already, because I feel very underprepared and I'm don't think I'm going to be able to do it, but I will give it my best shot.
Okay.
As I did with the mechanic experience with M Sport, I'll give it everything. I will be doing some practice over the next few weeks, trying to get my head around some of the techniques that I need to learn. So we'll give it our best shot. I can't promise you how it's going to end up, but I will try my best.
Looking forward to hearing all about your adventures, and of course looking forward to following all the coverage on motorsport.com and autosport.com this weekend of your coverage of the rally in Estonia, and we'll catch up early next week for a review, if that's okay. As always, look forward to speaking to you early next week. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll speak to you soon.